Well, thanks very much, and it's actually rather fantastic to be here. It's a wonderful place. Goodness, you're very lucky to be here all the time, I'll tell you. That very, very nice introduction makes me want to start with this piece from Virtual Reality. It's called Chapters of Verse, and there's bits of Wordsworth's language stuck in here, but it's really sort of saying what I want to say, I hope. Chapters of Verse. Let's see how many chapters there are of this verse. There are 26. So there's no drama about when it's going to end, you know. One, there are no poets in the natural order of things. Two, a world in which there are no last names and no families. Three, each generation comes into existence by its own efforts, not through the sexual activity of its ancestors. Four, the physical present, death, eternity, type. Five, the kineticism of childhood seeks its own salvation behind society's back. In public, suffers shipwreck and kitsch. Six, we are the moonlit sea. Seven, we beat with thundering hooves the level limiting conditions of a broadly legible social rhetoric widening itself on all sides, which sees or thinks it sees the roof above instantly receding, substance and darkness making up a canopy of shapes and tendencies to shape that shift and vanish and shortly work less and less until without effort or motion, the scene lies in perfect view, lifeless as a written book. Eight, the scene lies in perfect view. Nine, it is only in its resurrection that meaning dies. 10, subjective workers kiss, not as lawyers, doctors, Coast Guard cadets, astronomers, sex therapists, or psychic healers. 11, political language will get nothing but a mixed reception. 12. We, the public, with our dearest domestic ties, adopting our unseen hands as a free ride. 13. Human happiness is an image of relations in blood, binding up the Constitution with fashion, melding close impossibilities into a timeless whole. 14. I do not believe poetry and prose will continue 7 years longer. That's the refrain that's hundreds of years old, right? 15. When we, the 250 million personal poets of the United States of America, have children whom we scarcely know what to do with, we make poets of them. 16. Images in blood. 17. The fact that the poet characterizes poetry as a church leads in a straight line to the founding of a language that goes beyond revolution towards a career of revelation. 18, a glimpse of an apostate son of a Quaker going to sea at 16, but the events of his biography lead in a straight line to the resurrection of the activity of his ancestors. 19, experience is an accumulation of something like capital, but it is always information, and if it is spent, it leaves the wind and sleety rain, the single sheep, the single tree dead from the wind, the bleak music of the old stone wall, the mist advancing on the intersection of two roads. 20. Uncommon language, loose parasitic body by centralization, acquires a range of daily content and real legibility, not in utopia, in fields under the earth, or as some secret liberty of bypassing the objective conditions blocking our path, not as textual change in the world. As usual, prostitution is sacred and universal. 21. There is not enough money to buy all the small press books. And while there are more than enough diamonds to be the best friends of the eligible singles in the new releases, there are not enough releases to justify the building of the buildings of a new society. Thus, poetry and music limp along like aged friends against a backdrop of real estate, under a sky of pure speculation. 22. Co-consumers seem perfectly willing to order from a diversity of catalogs. Omnisectarians of desire ride the continent in search of appropriate accreditation, creeds and schools in abeyance. 23, to export need is to speak like a native. 24, except for single words, there are no objects standing between the poet and revolution, and not just of literature alone, but of society as well. 25, the poet's mind when writing poetry is a mass of social individuals all using words at different times. 26, poetry begins not between individuals within a community, but rather at the points where communities end, at their boundaries, at the points of contact between different communities.